Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Lowe's Rewards or a Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Want $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
So today is a big day in St. Paul, as it always is at the start of the Boys State High School Hockey Tournament. It started back in 1945, and you think of all the drama, all the legends that have been made since that time. And you can read all about it in a book called Tourney Time. It's written by my friend and Star Tribune reporter David LeVake. He joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, Vanita, from doing the Star Tribune prep power play videos at your side to now talking to you on the Good Neighbors airwaves. You've been a favorite of mine, and I'm so grateful for your support.
Oh, David, you're so wonderful. It was great working with you at the Strib. So first off, I want to get your thoughts. You cover boys high school hockey. What do you think are the key storylines coming up? We got Class A today starting. Tomorrow we have Class 2A. Who are the teams to watch, players? Just give us kind of a rundown.
Yeah, I think in Class Single A, as you said, which starts today, I think the best story is Minneapolis. First time back in the state tournament in 28 years, which is wonderful. They don't, unfortunately, play until 8 o'clock tonight, so we'll have to wait to see how, you know, what the product looks like on the ice. But as far as who are the favorites in 1A, Hermantown is the one seed and War Road is the two, and I think that they're destined to meet for the championship game. I think the one team that can get in the way of those plans, though, is my number three seed, Matamidi. Their goaltender, Ben Dardis, he was a 2020 state champion, and he's good enough to steal a game again, and we'll see if Matamidi's efforts can get it done in single A.
And what are you thinking about double A?
I've gone on record several times saying Creighton Durham Hall is my pick, but I tell you, it's Hill Murray, the number one seed, is awfully good. I don't know who'd want to play Edina, the three seed. They've allowed very little in the way of goals down the stretch. I think that Thursday could be as difficult on the higher seeds as we saw in 2012 when all four higher seeds lost in the quarterfinals. We could have a similar situation like that this year.
Oh, my goodness. And it's really fun for those of us in the crowd. And when I think of the book that you and Lauren Nelson wrote, Tourney Time, that chronicles the history of this tournament, what made you guys want to put together this historical look at the tournament? And were there any things that surprised you in your research?
Well, first of all, the why is that the tournament deserved it. We in our travels, Lauren and I, we found other books and things on the subject, but nothing that we thought covered enough of the passion, the camaraderie, the joy, the fun, the color. And so we wanted a book that contained all those things. And so the way that we went about getting those things is he and I did a combined 400 interviews. And we talked mostly to former players and coaches, but also game officials and cheerleaders. And we told their stories and wanted to really bring the color of the tournament to life.
And you certainly do, because you chronicle so much of it. Earlier, I was talking about a memory I had of the Duluth East Eden Prairie game. I thought it was 2009. It was 2011 when Kyle Rau got that triple overtime goal against JoJo Janetta, the Duluth East goalie. That was just an amazing game. But there are so many games in this history, and it's hard to explain to people outside of Minnesota what this tournament is. And when you did this book, it must have been sort of a realization of how special this tournament is.
No question. This is what we do best in Minnesota. And the one common theme through the years, it's hard to find something that unites 75 years worth of history, but in a word, it's passion. These kids have always played hard and played for one another and played for their communities. And that's a special thing in Minnesota, and it's part of, at the core of what has made the tournament special all these years.
It is 8:25. We're talking with David Levesque from the Star Tribune, who also co-authored a book called Tourney Time, looking at the Minnesota Boys State Hockey Tournament, the history of it, the stories from it. Was there any story in your years of covering it that stood out for you?
That's a multiple choice answer.
Fair enough. You can do that.
There's so many things that there's so many chapters that have had so many little elements that are a lot of fun. Things that are hallmarks of their time. So in 1947, there was a St. Paul Johnson player who overslept and almost missed the streetcar to take him down to the old St. Paul Auditorium. In 1953, two South St. Paul players switched their jerseys, and of course the one who didn't think would score scored twice, and now the other guy gets the credit for all eternity. In 1969, you had the seminal tournament, Edina versus Warroad, Henry Boucher from Warroad, and that overtime game, first one tournament that was played at the Met Center where the North Stars used to play. You go in the more modern era, and in 1996, Apple Valley Duluth East, five overtime semifinal, probably the greatest tournament game ever played. And then in 2005, Warroad and Totino Grace played what I consider a forgotten classic. It was a double overtime game for the single A championship game, and TJ Oshie was a part of that Warroad team. So just you can go on and on and on through the years, and there's every year is a highlight. Every year has got something to want to talk about and remember and bring to light. And so that's why it was so fun to do one chapter on each year of the tournament for 75 years.
Love that. And I know how much work you and Lauren put into the research. Where can people find this book, Tourney Time, David?
So you can certainly get it at Amazon, our publisher, the Minnesota Historical Society Press. But if you want to get it directly from the authors and get a signed copy and personalized if you'd like, you can just simply put legacy.hockey in your web browser, and it will take you right to the site, and you can navigate to the Tourney Time book and order it right from us if you like.
Awesome. Well, I hope to see you. I've got my season tickets for the Class 2A game, so hopefully I'll see you around the X in this next few days.
I look forward to it.
Thanks so much, David. We appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. We'll be back with traffic and weather.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.